Valleys connecting the highlands in the Valley of Allier cut this hillside of Cézallier. The river or Couze of Arde takes off in narrow gorges, cutting the bays. This was once considered a place unsuitable for traffic or for living. Thanks to several confluences, which facilitated an extension of the valley, people have profited from Arde, a site of exception. There are multiple tracks of past developments, channels or béals, diverting the water of the river to serve mills, meadows, orchards and gardens, thous hillsides, remodeled in terraces of culture, etc. The Low District was once the siege of a priory. It became later the district of an important community of priests until the 18th century. The Low District is located next to the river. This area had both religious and traditional functions and seems anterior to the high city. The church only appears in the sources in 1280, and its Gothic architecture indicates that the construction of the current sanctuary cannot date back to beyond the 13th century. However, dedicated to Saint Dizan or Dizan, who was the bishop of the Sens in the 8th century, it was undoubtedly preceded by an older sanctuary. It was believed in 1650 that the relics of the deceased were transported, shielded from the Normans, by Saint Adrier. He was the second head of the church. This high vessel of pinkish brown tuff, without its transept shoulder, is classified as a historic monument. It was built in several stages between the first half of the 13th century to the 15th century. Having undergone a few modifications since then, its Gothic architecture stands out in an area of low mountain range where Romanesque art prevails. You will appreciate the rise at the bottom of the polygonal head, enlightened by high bays with three heads, called lancets, surmounted by a ledge in represented modillions. Traditionally, the gate opens in the south under an ample hall called the Ganivelle. During the summer in Arde, you can visit exquisite art museums protected by natural vegetation. We owe the gathering of the main pieces of art to the Dauphins of Auvergne's patronage, their successors, and the priests' powerful community. The collected work is of high quality. We now suggest that you visit the Place Croisière, which is situated in the entrance of the high city. You can take the sweet-slopping banister on the left, next to the cemetery.